Hey, Nonfiction Branders, this is DP Knutton, and I am here to say that last week's host microphone problem continued a bit into this week's episode as well. So, sorry about that, but you will notice a radical shift in vocal quality on my microphone because I finally figured out that I had the wrong one plugged in from the beginning. So, let's join the conversation with George B. Thomas as it occurs in progress right now.
So, we last left our hero dangling from a cliff talking about video, one-on-one, personal video. What are you actually talking about that? Because I saw that you just launched a video course called One-to-One Personalized Video Course via Sprocket Talk. And it says, yep. Ready to create effective one-to-one personalized sales, marketing, and service videos at your company? Need to communicate like a pro, keep your viewer engaged, and understand the technical side of making it all happen? You're in the right spot. Get the course now for only $199. What's out, man?
Yeah, so here's the thing. One of the major questions that I get about Video DP is, what's the ROI of this video? And where this comes from is because typically they're talking about your marketing style video. It might be a teaser for your blog article. It might be something that you're going to put on YouTube. It might be for the homepage of your website. And they're like, well, if we pay this money to create this video, what's the ROI of it? And so everybody's looking for a fast way to be able to say, well, that video makes sense. Man, there's a lot of ROI in that video. Here's the deal. The most ROI or video that you can create that will get you the most ROI is the personalized one-to-one video that it isn't focused on being polished. It's focused on being personal. It's focused on being authentic and adding value and really almost everything that we talked about last episode. And it's where, let's say, DP, you came and you were on the site and you were interested in, let's say, learning more about video or learning more about HubSpot. And all of a sudden, I sent you an email. But in this email, there was maybe a one or two lines of copy. There was a thumbnail of me smiling with my thumb up in the air, like everything's going to be okay. Maybe a line or two of copy under that, and maybe some bullet points with some links that I wanted you to go to. If you got that, first of all, you'd be like, huh, this has a video in it. That's interesting. The second thing, you'd be like, thank you, Jesus. There's not like a book of text here. Like, I can read this and be done real quick. Now, you're going to click into that video. And in that video, I'm going to talk to you about maybe some questions you might have about video or about HubSpot or about Sprocket Talk. And it's going to be real human. And you're going to see my face and you're going to see my eyes and you're going to see my body language and you're going to see my background. And all of a sudden, you're going to be like, wow, this dude's pretty cool. And holy mackerel, I want to learn more about video. And then you like hit the reply button. And guess what? That's where the conversation, the relationship starts. And all the way through the prospect, like from prospecting to closing as a customer, I'm going to send those one-to-one videos over and over and over again so that we can have the right conversation at the right time. And I don't force you to go through this. Like, everybody hates emails. I don't want to force you to hate emails that I want to send. I want you to love the emails that I'm going to send. And video helps us do that. So let's back up for a second. One-to-one personalized videos is where you are not trying to make a video and market to everyone. You're trying to make a video and simply talk to a single individual. And so in this course, I have like 14 different tips and tricks. Plus, I show you how to create these videos with three or four different pieces of software that are out there. The easiest way to create them, the best way to communicate. And so there's a bunch of different tips and tricks that I talk about in there, but it is really for the 8% of people who aren't doing this. Like, if you go do research, how many companies are doing one-to-one personalized video? 15 to 20% of companies are doing it right now. Now, I want you to think about that, because one-to-one personalized videos is the closest thing to face-to-face communication that we have in a digital world. And imagine if you're sitting there and you're a CEO or somebody that's part of a company, and you said to yourself, it's okay, 15 to 20% of our people are talking to our customers or potential customers. You'd lose your mind. What are you talking about? We need everybody talking to everybody. But in a digital world, we haven't caught up to this yet because we've been so encapsulated with, well, we'll make this one video to talk to 10,000. And we forgot about the good old, handshake. Here you go. one-to-one communication. So that's just a general over census of the course. We might dig into like different tips that are in there or whatever you want to go into. But DP, I will let you know that, again, this is out of the trenches of doing it myself, figuring things out, being asked to speak about it at Inbound 19 and going, you know what? When these people, I talk about it for 45 minutes, they're not going to get it all. They're not going to get it. They're going to need a place to go. So let's create an individual video for each individual tip, put it in a course, and let them be able to get that after the fact and let the rest of the world be able to understand how to communicate one-to-one in a super optimized, effective way to build more relationships and close more revenue.
The whole thing that got my attention was the opportunity that's sitting out there. Let's be generous and say 20% of companies are doing this, the high end of your estimate. 80% aren't. If you're a marketer who is tapping into a very powerful tool that 80% of your competitors aren't going near, and likely in your sector, depending on the sector, maybe none of your competitors are doing it. My Lord, what an incredible opportunity you're faced with. And it sounds like your course is equal parts, maybe a little bit of theory, like here's why you should do it. It sounds like there's a lot of how-to, even down to here's a specific application you might use. Here are some specific recommendations on, I don't know, cameras. Do you recommend cameras and lighting and microphones, stuff like that?
Here's the fun part. I don't even need to recommend that because the type of video that I'm talking about, it's literally a webcam or the camera that's already in your computer. You can do more. Like, trust me, I use my setup to create mine because I have my setup. But I don't even need to go into that. But you're right, DP, what it is if you've ever heard of Loom, if you've ever heard of Vidyard, if you've ever heard of Wistia Soapbox, I show you in each of those platforms how to press the button and what to pay attention to and how to select your mic that you might have if it's an external mic, all those pieces of. But then also there's the, you know, why you should start with story, or what the heck is reverse personalization? How can it be super powerful in your one-to-one videos? Or what is breaking the patterns do to keep people watching longer? Or like, so there's the communicative, then there's the visual, and then there's the tactical technical. Like it's all wrapped into this nice ball of wax. Like once you get done, you're a one-to-one personalized video ninja. Like you just know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and you start running. And DP, I want to back up because you said marketing, imagine marketing, but yeah, marketing, but sales too. Like imagine if only 20% of people are using one-to-one personalized video for prospecting. And imagine if your competitors aren't using video for prospecting, but you are. The potential there to have a stronger relationship immediately quicker because they're just so blown away that you, look, the mindset of human beings is that video is hard. And the video costs money. So there's value to it. And I'm showing you a way to take this perceived value and leverage it for your sales, marketing, and service teams to just freaking explode your company. That's literally what this course is doing for $199.
I think that's a tremendous value, especially for anyone who wants to differentiate themselves, perhaps not only in their market, but in their own company. I mean, let's face it, there are people who work for companies that have a huge sales force, and at the every quarter or every whatever, someone's on stage holding that big check for being the top salesperson. And typically that person's got some secret sauce that they use that you wish you knew. Well, what if you were the one who had that secret sauce, and that secret sauce was actually exactly what you're talking about, which is one-to-one personalized video?
Yep.
Makes a ton of sense to me. And I've seen you use them personally. Very cool, very personable. They don't come off corny or anything other than, hey, instead of sitting here typing in my email, I'm just going to say what I want to say to you face-to-face, eye-to-eye. And any salesperson knows the best place to be is face-to-face, eye-to-eye.
Yep.
And you tell them what you're going to say. Like, it could be as simple as, hey, I got your revisions on that script. I'm going to take a look at them today and have something to you by tomorrow, end of day. Is that cool? Thumbs up at the end of it.
Yeah.
And boom. All of a sudden, you've reinforced that you're a cool guy, that they like, that you're personable. And even if you were kind of asking for more time by saying that you were going to have it tomorrow, end of day, they're going to go, oh, cool. No, yeah, no problem. Why? Because you've made contact with them.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a ton of things here. if you look at where we are as far as human beings, any statistic that you go out and look at, people are watching videos before they buy things. They're binge watching things on Netflix. They're creating their YouTube accounts because it's just video, 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 video. That's where we're at. So why aren't we leveraging that in the actual communication style inside our emails? Why does it have to be textual email? Why can't it be video-based email? And one of the tips I actually even kind of leaned into here is one of the sessions or modules is an email video recipe, right? And I show you literally how to add that video with the things that should be around that video as far as like an intro, an outro, some add value links, and how to just paint a picture where you open that email and you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I show you how do you build your own email video recipe? Like, what do you want to have in there? How can you take this basic one and tweak it? The other thing is, how do you use these videos to leverage not only you and your brand? Because by the way, these personal one-to-one videos, they're super getting people to know, like, and trust you, right? Because of human body language and the tone of your voice and your surroundings. But how do you take that when they know, like, and trust you, and how do you branch it off to the rest of your company? So in the module where I talk about reverse personalization, I share how it's not, that video isn't just about you and about the prospect or the lead or the customer. It's about you, the prospect, lead, customer, and your team, because there's going to be processes that are going to take place. There's going to be titles that are going to need to be known. And so, like, I say, look, you could come to me, DP, and you could be like, I want to buy something. And I could be like, cool, let me get sales to sell you something. Or I could say, let me get Jackie. She's our growth specialist. She's absolutely amazing. She loves helping people like you. The perception of those are two different things. And a great example of reverse personalization, I don't know if any of the viewers or listeners have ever used the Domino's pizza app, but think about what they're doing there, right? So you order your pizza and all of a sudden you'll get a notification. Jimmy has made your pizza. Becky has put your pizza in the oven. John is delivering your pizza to your door. And so now we've got Becky and John and Susie and Raul and whoever else. They're a group of people who have banded together to do something amazing, and that's deliver a pizza to your house because you're awesome and you want this awesome pizza. That's a perception. What's really happening is there's a pimply-faced teenager throwing some random toppings on some dough. There's another slightly older pimply-faced teenager sliding in probably what is a slightly dirty oven, and it's going through some really hot stuff, and it's cooking it up. Somebody's like slopping it into a box. They're giving it to a guy, and he's going around turns way too fast. That's really what's happening. But this app with reverse personalization and names and the process makes you feel like it's amazing. And so my question to the folks who take this course are, can you use reverse personalization to take your hidden processes and people and the need for thought leadership? How can you use reverse personalization to make people feel like it's amazing? So that's just a couple of tips in there.
Longtime listeners of the podcast will know that one of the things I speak about a lot is the difference between brand versus commodity. If you're a commodity, you're sold for the lowest price possible. If you're a brand, you can achieve a premium price. Why? Because you're actually adding value to that which is perceived to be a commodity. So let's just follow your example. A Domino's pizza is about as commodity a pizza as you can get. It's not farm to table. It's Singapore via a tanker truck, via, you know, drag behind a pickup to table pizza. You know, it's fine. It'll keep you fed and give, you know, but it's not exactly artisanal. And
yet,
what they've done is they've taken their pizza plywood and turned it into pizza pie created by hand by this team of individuals who are human and caring and, you know, maybe just like you, human, happy and everything else, and humble, and bring it to your door. So all of a sudden it's not a Domino's pizza. It's your pizza created by this team, turned a commodity into a premium, maybe not a ultra premium, but certainly a premium experience for you, especially when you can see it in your hand, when you're wondering, I wonder when the pizza is going to get here.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Nonfiction Brandversity. It's a free Facebook group dedicated to the art and craft of personal branding, and we'd like to invite you Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook and ask to join. You're in, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you on campus.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing, though, and we're not talking about that it has to be earth-shattering. We're just talking about that we're taking something that could easily be a disappointment, and we're making it so now it just feels good. And the level between disappointment and feeling good, there's a lot of crap purchased in between that layer. Like, oh, yeah. So like you can leverage that just to get 2, 3, 5 points above where the perception was to where you need it to be. And match things happen when it comes to the building the relationships and driving that revenue for your business.
Well, that's incredible. So that's George's one-to-one personalized video course. Just go to sprockettalk.com. You'll be able to find it very easily.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to type it in, DP, it's literally sprockettalk.com/personal-video, one word. But also, if you get to sprockettalk.com and you hit the resources, it'll be in the drop down under resources.
Great. Well, I want to back up a little bit because you kind of hinted at the fact that you stumbled into what is now a profit center for you and your business.
Yeah.
You started doing the one-on-one personalized videos just to differentiate yourself, to present yourself better. And all of a sudden, you're discovering, oh, wow, this is really effective. Oh, wow, it's really easy. Oh, wow, the more people I talk to about it, the more interested they get. Oh, wow, I just might have a new profit center for my business. And I've known you long enough to know that this did not exist 6 months ago.
Actually, about 6 months ago is when we launched the MVP version of sprockettalk.com. And here's the thing. For years, I've added a ton of value to the world around these topics of video, one-to-one video, HubSpot, marketing automation, sales marketing service. Like, it's just where I've been. And it's funny because we were always like, well, we'll do that. And then we monetize them on the agency side, or it'll just be adding value and we'll build relationships and people will want to do business with us, which is fine. And that's not a bad strategy. Like, to be honest, I've done really well with just that strategy. But there comes a point where the market starts to show you that people want something else. There's a point where the market, you start to see a gap in something that's happening. And if you're a person who leads with value and you want to bridge that gap and you want to fix a problem, you look at how that might happen. And so in our case, we knew that we loved to create content. We knew that we loved to add value. We knew that people loved to do business with us because of the strategy that we had going. But how could we streamline it? And how could we make it better? And here's the couple major problems. One, most HubSpot or education costs a lot of money. And some companies aren't large enough to spend that type of money on education. And therefore, they're handicapped. We don't like handicapped. So we have a Sprocket Talk monthly membership for $99 a month. And you get access to all the tutorials, all the interviews, all the webinars, even access to the courses. Or we have where you can get individual courses for very low money because we just want people to be able to educate themselves and streamline on-demand learning from the things that we're learning and doing, right? So now the other gap in this, the problem, is that you look at who's educating the people now. The major educator in our spot is HubSpot Academy, but there's a gap. HubSpot Academy is a lot of best practices, a little bit of like how-tos, but mostly on the strategy line of this. And so if you think about it, well, where's the tactical, look, my junk is broke. This is how I fix it. This is how I get back on the road, right? We've all YouTubed like how to fix an alternator in a 97 like Chrysler Ford Tower, you know, Chrysler Town and Country or whatever, right? Like that's the video I need to fix this piece to get back on the road and go. So HubSpot Academy doesn't have a lot of that. So there was this gap of like super tactical tutorials, or as it went from just being a marketing software to a sales software and a service software, how the heck does one keep up with everything that's changing in there? Well, I need the quick updates. Like as soon as something happens in the software, I want to know, right? So if you think about it, HubSpot Academy is a little bit academia. Sprocket's maybe a little bit street smarts, right? And so we're bridging that gap of like, here's the how-to tactical, get you back on the road type content for not a lot of money because we want everybody to fit in. And then there's the third part of this, access to George B. Thomas, Remington Begg, and the other people of Sprocket Talk. With every membership, free or paid, anybody who is part of our community, they get Slack channel access. So in the middle of the day, you can literally hit me up and say, I can't figure out how to make this work. And we're going to either help you right there in Slack to figure out how to make it work, or we're going to create a video that we'll put in the SprocketTalk.com area, or even sometimes some of those video tutorials end up out on YouTube because it's a big enough that enough people will be facing it. So you get the access community to us. We're bridging the gap on the technical how-to, and we're removing the hurdles that are any financial pieces from keeping you educating yourself in the way that you should. Now, we're fixing three problems. Are we driving revenue because of it? Yeah, but that's the only reason why we're driving revenue is because we're eradicating three major problems in our space when it comes to education and community and being able to like leverage this in a moment's notice.
Hey, nonfiction branders, did you know I wrote a book? Well, I did, and it's called Rotoma, the ROI of Social Media Top of Mind. I wrote it with my colleague Spencer X. Smith, and it's all about Rotoma, an acronym that means Return on Top of Mind Awareness. Best-selling author and NYU Stern School of Business professor Scott Galloway called it a book that starches the fluff from social media and helps managers allocate capital and find the unicorn among unicorns, ROI. And Chief Content Officer at Marketing Profs, Ann Handley said, this isn't just a practical way to think about the return on social media. It's also a spot-on, accurate way to reframe your social efforts. Check out all the 5-star reviews on Amazon by searching Rotoma, R-O-T-O-M-A. Pick up your copy today and start building your personal, professional, and small business brand the Rotoma way.
I want to impress upon people, we've mentioned the price point of your course and all that stuff, $199. That's not inconsequential for a lot of people. I'm not here to sell your course. I'm here to introduce you to George B. Thomas, because you can get a ton of value from this guy for free just by searching out things like Sprocket Talk, SprocketTalk.com, yep. Going to YouTube, typing in George B. Thomas, any of that stuff. If you're interested in the course, by all means, check it out. But you don't have to start the relationship with George B. by paying him. You can just say hello. And I know you're all over that.
Yes. I love hello. Hello is the best word in the English, well, in any language. Like for me, and again, I don't mean to sound like Mother Teresa here, because don't get me wrong, I love to sell stuff and I love to be in business and I love to be able to keep the lights on to record more videos and add more value to the world. But at the end of the day, for me, it is about the relationships. It's about like helping people become better than they otherwise would be. DP, it comes down to, I understand that when I was born, the first house I lived in was a one-room log cabin in Lincoln, Montana, and we would bathe in the river that would go by our cabin. And there was not a lot of food, and there was not a lot of money. And I ended up being a high school dropout, and I've worked really hard to put myself in a position where anybody who is having any difficulty, I'm going to be able to say, hey, here's what I've done, or here's what you could do, or have you thought of this? And I do that all day, every day for free with people. If they so happen to want to, you know, get our web analytics course or our drag and drop email course or our one-to-one course, fine. If they want to be a Sprocket Talk member, fine. I'm just saying these are things that we have built because of for years and years. We've been consistent, we've been authentic, we've been human, and the market says, hey, we need more of this. How can we get it? And that's where SprocketTalk.com came out of.
Well, if you can't tell, George is a guy who sees opportunity and he picks it up. Have you ever walked past an opportunity and just said, no, not for me? I don't see it, man, because you recognize opportunity and you make the most of it. And I want to kind of switch gears a little bit, because I see you switching gears just a little bit when it comes to your keynote speaking, because yes, you're doing keynote speaking and I've seen you speak. You're really entertaining, very fun, full of information. All that stuff is great. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I saw you bend over and pick up a huge hunk of opportunity at Social Media Marketing World, and now you're running with it in a huge way. What do I mean by that? Well, I see George B. at the night before. Hey, George. Hey, Graham. Blah, 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 blah. And then I see him in the hallway and you're doing this kind of, you're meeting people, but you're also kind of pacing as you're thinking through stuff. And I'm like, oh, dude, he looks like an actor backstage getting ready to go on stage, running his lines. And then About 10 minutes later, there's George B. on the stage as the MC of Social Media Marketing World. And for those of you who don't know, Social Media Marketing World is a 5,000-person yep. convention of social media marketers from all around the world who've come to learn from the very best of the best. And there's George B. Thomas up on stage as the guy who comes out to introduce everybody, the literal MC. And just this, you know, I'm doing a tad of research before we get on the horn, and I see that you're actively leaning into that whole MC thing as part of a new opportunity for your speaking business. So again, I just want to point out, George B. Thomas is a brand. That brand now has multiple profit centers associated with the George B. Thomas brand, and you're continually adding new ones as opportunity comes along. Am I getting that right?
You are getting that right. It's funny because I know I love to be on stage, whether it's a digital stage or in real life stage, right? And so breakout sessions, keynotes for events, doing videos at Sprocket Talk or other places. But last year, I got an opportunity to MC the keynote stage of Social Media Marketing World. And I understood it was a great amount of responsibility. I saw it as an opportunity. I did everything in my power to kill it. And when I stepped on stage within the first 5 to 10 seconds, I realized, OMG, I feel at home. This is absolutely amazing. The energy coming off the audience, the ability to play with them, to have fun, to laugh, to make them think, to set the speakers up for success, like, and people just be energized and ready to learn. I was like, okay, this is absolutely my wheelhouse. So I said, what do I need to do? I need to create a page on my website. I need to get a couple of people who have seen me do this talk. So I have Marcus Sheridan, who leaves a testimonial about who I am as an individual, basically a ball of fire, somebody you can wind up, set them on stage, and like everybody's going to have fun. And then even Michael Stelzner like talked about, you know, getting me being there, how it impacted the event. And so I'm like, I need to do this more. And so if you're listening to this or watching this and you have an event and you need an MC and you want to know that it's somebody who's going to put their heart, their soul, their mind into making it the most amazing experience for your attendees, I'm that guy, because I realize the responsibility in which that position holds for the success or failure of the whole event. And here's the thing, the moral of the story and the success is that, DP, I'll be there next year. March of 2020, they've already secured me to be back on the main keynote stage. And so I'm already, like, it's months away, but I'm already thinking, how can I make it special? How can I make it better than it was last year? How can I, you know, dive a little bit deeper into these speakers and the nuances of who they are and unlock the minds of the audience to, like, really want to pay attention and get educated at this event, as well as have fun? Because, you know, I'm going to throw some T-shirts. I'm probably going to do some beatboxing. There might be a little dancing here and there, because it has to be entertaining and educational, because they're paying good money to spend time at any event, but especially at Social Media Marketing World. We just got to be off the chain, brother. We just got to be off the chain.
No kidding. And I just want to underline for listeners what I'm hearing you say in not so many words. What comes first? The brand that is George B. Thomas, knowing who you are so you can be it, and being it at every possible opportunity with consistency. Then you started creating what I would call product lines. You've got your video product lines, you've got your course product line, you've got your speaking product line, and now you've got a brand new product line in the subspecies of speaking, which is emceeing, which is its own skill set, believe me. So all of a sudden, none of those things could have happened had you not turned on a camera one day for that very first HubSpot video, which you probably look back and cringe when you watch it.
Dude, it sucked.
But even that first video was based on knowing who you are and being it. So I just want to applaud you for just embracing what I call a true nonfiction brand for yourself, which is based on being completely true, completely you, and then creating opportunity from that brand. Do you see how it works, people? It starts with a brand. And what does a brand start with? Knowing who you are so you can be it. So that's me on my soapbox. I just want to say thank you so much again to George B. Thomas. Where can listeners follow you, George?
Yeah, definitely. So you can go to @GeorgeBThomas on Twitter, @GeorgeBThomas on Instagram, Mr.GeorgeBThomas on Facebook. Heck, you can email me, george@impulsecreative.com. I don't care. It is about the relationships. You can head over to SprocketTalk.com. You can be part of the free membership there. Again, you get access to those Slack channels. There's just so many places. And by the way, the best part too is if I ever see you in real life, if we're at an event, we're walking down the halls, definitely make sure we get hugs and high fives, because that's really what it's all about. It's building the ability to have as many relationships, building those relationships. Two things I'll leave you with, DP, is one, there shouldn't be any fiction in who you are. You Absolutely. Should be your authentic. Two, there should be no fear in who you are or where you're trying to get. So if you can kill the friction and kill the fear and just focus on being the best human that you can be, things are going to be A-okay.
Amen, brother George. You heard it here. That's George B. Thomas of Sprocket Talk fame and Impulse Creative, located in Fort Myers, Florida. But the dude's in North Carolina himself because his brand attracted the attention of an agency in Fort Myers. And they're okay with him not coming in every day, sitting at a desk and them watching over his shoulder. Why? Because they're buying the brand called George B. Thomas, not the lackey named George B. Thomas. Wow, man, great story. So check him out wherever you can. Type in the Google, George B. Thomas, you're gonna find even more. Hook up with the dude, can't recommend him enough. If you can see him or me at Social Media Marketing World in 2020, by all means, make that connection. And I'll just say this about Social Media Marketing World, because I started going 2 years ago. And I didn't need to know about Google AdWords or Facebook ads or any of that stuff. And I'm like, well, is this really going to be worth it for what I do? And the answer is yes. I saw some great speakers. And frankly, I went to watch great speakers and learn from them. But it's the people I met that it keeps me coming back. And so if you're interested in meeting fantastic people or kind of in your universe, check out Social Media Marketing World. I'll put a link in the show notes and we'll see you there. Once again, for the Nonfiction Brand Podcast, I'm DP Knuton and he is
George B. Thomas.
And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.